All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and we humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah the Exalted endowed upon his slaves uncountable endowments. Ayah 34 of Surah Ibrahim means, should you attempt to count the endowments of Allah upon you, you would be unable. Allah the Exalted created mankind and the jinn and equipped them with the faculty of the mind with which they may know the Creator and discriminate between good, evil, sound, unsound, valid and invalid matters. The mind alone can deduce that this universe with all of its elements must have a Creator who is alive and attributed with the perfect attributes, and that the Creator does not resemble the created things in any way. Allah, the All-Wise, sent prophets and messengers to convey the message of Islam, the purpose of this life, the sets of rules to be lived by, and the underlying consequences. A messenger is a prophet to whom Allah revealed a new set of rules. A prophet did not receive a new set of rules, rather, he was ordered to teach and follow the same rules that were revealed to the messenger before him. The scholar said, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. All the prophets and messengers were supported by miracles to substantiate their true claim of prophethood. The sound mind concludes the truthfulness of the one who claims to be a prophet when he performs a miracle that others cannot imitate on the grounds of challenging his truthfulness. Prophet Abraham was launched into a fervent fire set ablaze, and neither he nor his clothes were burnt. Prophet Saleh brought out a camel and its offspring from a solid rock. Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, threw his staff on the ground and it turned into a frightening serpent which swallowed the ropes of the sorcerers of Pharaoh. Prophet Jesus shaped a bat out of clay and it became alive by the will of Allah. Prophet Muhammad made the moon split in two halves, each falling on either side of the mountain. These are only examples of many miracles that they performed. May Allah raise all of their ranks and reward them greatly for the guidance they provided for us. Allah the Exalted chose the best among the men to be prophets and messengers. The wisdom of Allah entailed that all the prophets and messengers would be attributed with befitting attributes that enforce their credibility so that they may successfully convey the message from Him. Hence, all the prophets and messengers, before and after prophethood, are trustworthy, truthful, intelligent, beautiful in shape, have beautiful voices, are attributed with impeccability, that is, protected from committing blasphemy and enormous sins and small mean sins. They are also clear from being inflicted with repelling ailments. They are clear from vileness, clear from stupidity, from lying, from cheating, and clear from all the non-befitting attributes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us in his saying, which was narrated by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, and others, that the prophets are like brothers from the same father, but different mothers. He further explained that their basic creed is one and the same, but the laws with which they came differed to some extent. Hence, all the prophets and messengers were Muslim. However, the laws differed from one messenger to another because the divine wisdom entails that the needs of the people require such differences. And Allah knows best.